Today I will be interviewing the man in the yellow suit from Tuck Everlasting. First question, how old were you when you found out about the Tucks?
Well, I was a young child. It's hard to remember how old I was, but most likely about 7 or 8 years old.
So you were very young. Did you always believe that there was actually a spring with water that could keep you young forever?
At first, no, because I thought my grandmother was kind of insane, and most likely, like, later in my life, probably when I was about 10 or 11 years old, she started telling me these stories over and over again. Then I started to believe, and I guess it just kind of came together.
Well, then, did you always, know when you walked by the Foster's house that their house was the woods with the spring?
No. I had been heading around to every house in Triga to try to find out somewhat about the wood. I had asked if the townspeople owned any wood, and all of the townspeople said that the Fosters have a wood, so I had started searching for their cottage.
So then, if Winnie was not kidnapped, what was your second plan to get that water?
Well, I didn't really have a plan, but if I was going to go with a plan, I would have said I would have searched everywhere in the wood and found every spring around that area and test them to see if they were magic.
Oh, I see. But how would you test each spring, or who would you test it on? Because there could be more than one spring or more than one water source.
True. Well, I had no idea, if that would be, a specific spring, if there would only be one. But I remembered that my grandmother had told me something about the big tea on the trees. But I don't really remember if it was my grandmother or not. And then I said that I would think that the toads would just be a perfect, useful thing because there's so many of them. And I would just put them in the middle of the road to see if it worked.
So that's how you would test the spring, just by on the toads. But I wonder, how did you find out about that tea on the tree?
Well, like I had said, my grandma, but I think she, because Miles always drank from that spring, his wife always said that, and she remembered that it had a tea on it, so that's just kind of how I know.
Yeah, I was always wondering this. Why did you not drink from the spring before you got Winnie?
So the Fosters had told me that if I wanted to own the wood, I guess, they wanted their daughter back instantly. And if I had not known where the spring was, I wouldn't have had anywhere to check or known which water source it was.
Why didn't you ask Miles if he knew anything? Why didn't you ask Miles' wife if she knew anything about the spring?
Well, I think that woman is probably dead by now because it was a long time ago. But if she was still alive, I probably wouldn't have even asked her because she probably wouldn't remember a thing. I think she had memory loss or something like that, honestly.
Do you know if Miles ever asked the wife and the kids if they wanted some of the water? And if so, why didn't they take it?
I don't think that he had ever asked. But maybe he did. I just think that I don't know that much about Miles or his wife or anything. My grandmother didn't tell me a lot about that. So yeah, moving on, can we go to the next question now?
Yeah, well, you were pretty young too, so that's probably true. You probably didn't know about how the water or how Miles was, because I'm just wondering, why would you why didn't your grandmother ever take the water or that?
I think she kind of found out about it afterwards, and I don't know if she was aware that it was real. Maybe she was just telling me these stories for a joke.
True.
Not really sure.
Yeah, I would think that too. Because this old lady is telling you about, there's these magical springs that can make you live forever.
Yeah.
So, do you have any kids or a wife? Because when you're going, around the Tux family, you already said you were looking for a family. I mean, the Foster's family when you're walking around.
True. Well, I don't have a wife or kids. But when I said I was looking for a family, I meant the Tux. I've been looking around town for all those Tux. So can we, like, kind of stop the questions?
Yeah. Oh, well, that will be it. Thank you for coming.
Okay.